tell you the amul of Barbashus Epata. Maybe I'll also agree when you mafka your Rishus, so it's not really called a good hefka, it's not called, really called Bishus Ravin, it's called the Bor and your Rishus, therefore your potter. And so how come over here do I say for the shame Rishus Ravin your potter? The Shani Yochad the Yomalu, the Yomer, that here the Balashar is right to say, Lav Kol Kiminok the Makarvis Luhu, the Peirasek Rishus Ravin. You shouldn't have put down your fruits in this place that you let the Rabbim use. Because this place is used by the Rabbim, it's like Rishus Rabbim. Or Mechayev is Lul Tiroi, and therefore if you want to be Mechayev my shore, feeding up your food, no, it's your fault. You shouldn't have put down the food at the end of your property. Since you gave us the right to use the property, you know our shvarim are going to move there, go there, so you shouldn't have put down the food there. Therefore it's called like Yehudi Yazak Anashay, therefore Rav says over here with Potter. Benachnam, if you dig a bor there though, it could be for the bor also, it's called a bor b'shusai, that may be a potter. And then the Gemara says, Ushmula mashmul also could say, that bialma all over may be bor b'shusai is chayiv. When you're mafka, you're reshus, and you have a bor there, you're chayiv for the shor, for the bor. In other words, it's like called like reshus rabin. So how come over here by Peiris, the Shmuel say it's called reshus anitit, that the bala shor is chayiv? Like this. Bishleima bor, bishleima when I'm mafki my rishus, ikalameima lava dai toi. Like, I have to realize, it's not, I don't expect, like, you to watch your shore. Like, if I'm being mafki my rishus, I'm giving you permission, like, to go there. And if there's a bor there, so I realize I have to be chayiv for it. Because I don't expect you to watch your shore from the bor, like, you don't realize, you don't see the bor is there. So even though it's like in my rishus, that's why I'm chayiv for my bor. Because since I gave you permission to come in there with your shor, and so I should have watched it, the bor. So if your animal falls into my bor and gets hurt there, I'm chayiv for it. Ela teiris, but by teiris, mi kolamei malava datoi. Like, does the owner have to say, like, you shouldn't have damaged my teiris? Like, you see the teiris. So true, I give you permission to come into my rishus. But that's all. But lamais, it's my rishus. So therefore, if your shore, if the Bala shore sees fruit there, you should have watched your animal not eat my fruit. So therefore, Shmuel says, even though like a mafka, I give permission for the rabbim to use my field, but the food that I have there is called my food. And therefore, if a shore comes in and eats it, the Bala shore is chayiv, that's called shein, for shusan is it. Now the Gemara says, Leima, let's say, machzeros tanoihi. Maybe the loch of machzeros that we had before is machlekes tanoim. The Tanya we learned, Ochlo mitoicha rechovo, if the animal eats the food in the middle of the Rishus Rabbim, mishalemes mashenenis. He only has to pay how much enjoyment he has, because that's called shein Rishus Rabbim, that you potter for the exact hezek. You only have to pay for the hanof and enjoyment you had. What about mitzidi herechovo? Let's say the animal eats the food off the side of the Rishus. So mishalemes mashenenis. Divrei Rabbi Meir Rabbi Yehuda. That's what the Meir and Yehuda hold. That's called shein b'rishus anizik. You have to pay in nezik sholem. Rebbe Yosef, Rebbe Lezer, Oimrim no, ein darko lechol el halach. It's not a derech to eat there. It's only a derech to walk there. So what does Rebbe Yosef mean to say? That it's not mustarva to say, mean to say in the rishus rabbi Michayev. Havadi we know rishus rabbi Michayev. Therefore, chur means to say that tzidei rechovo is like rishus anizik, that you have to pay in nezik sholem. For the Gemara is so, Rebbe Yosi, Haino Tanakama, like they're both saying the same thing, what's the Machlekes then? Ella, isn't it, Machzeres, Hika Benayu? The Machlekes is Machzeres. In a case where the animal is standing with Shusarabim and it turns its head towards the tzidi, towards the side, Yechayiv Nezek Shalom Anat. So Rashi said, the Shemini, the Rabbi Mei, we heard that Rabbi Mei, Shita is the Yomar Tzidi, Rechov Mishlam is Masha Zeka. The animal eats from the side of Shusarabim, you have to pay Masha Zeka. We're going to the Oslo. The koma b'tzidi rechava, where the animal is standing on the side. Avo machzeres loy, because the animal is standing b'shus rabin, and it just turns its head towards the side, then Rav Meir holds no yipota. And on this, the koma Rav Yosi ein darko lahachzi roishav lechol el lahalach. It's not a derech to turn your head. So therefore, the zusher zero v'yoch lechayevis. That's what Rav Yosi comes there on, that machzeres is chayev. But the Gemara says, "El machzeres hikav benayu." The Tanakhama saw the machzeres nami mishalim mashenenis. Since the animal is b'shus rabim, still it's potter. It only has to pay for the hanor. Rabbi Yossi Sava Meshalem Es Masha Zeker. Rabbi Yossi says, no, you have to pay for the damage that you did. He owes, like Rav saw before, Machzeris, his Chayev and Ezek Sholem. Tzmur says, no, Loi, I tell you, the Kuli Yalma Machzeris, Oy Kirav, Oy Kishmuel. The Aloch of Machzeris, where the animal turns its head towards the side, that's totally the Machloikas Rav or Shmuel, whether it's called like Breshus HaNizik or not. That's not the Machloikas over here. For Hoch, you know what the Machloikas over here is between Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Meir. Here's a machlokes. What's called the what's the taish in the posset that says shein is chayiv b'steyacher? If you eat the food of somebody else's field, ma sover via b'steyacher v'loy b'rishus rabim. Dikas comes to me at not b'rishus rabim. In other words, that's like the Tanakama. As the Tanakama says, b'rishus rabim yipoter. Therefore, for Rechova, Taka Yepoter. It's only Bitsidi Rechova that Yechayiv. Umasov, in order of Yes, he comes to argue. He comes to argue and holds even Breshus Rabbin, even Rechova, also Shein Echayiv and Ezek Sholem. Umasov, Rav Yes, he holds, what does the Pesach mean? Ubiya Bistei Achar, for Loi Breshus Hamazik. And not if your animal came into my Rishus and ate up in the Mazik Rishus. Like, not if you brought your food into my Rishus and my animal ate it up. Not where the food is Rishus HaMazik. If you brought your food into my Rishus and my animal ate it up, that's where the Pasuk is saying is Potter. Frati Gemara, Rishus HaMazik, Lema, Pericha Rishus HaMavoy. Like, what's the, how could that be? How could you guys see, what are you in the Pasuk for? Pshita, if you bring food into my Rishus and my animal eats it up, Avadaram Potter. I've right to say, like, what is your fruit doing in my Rishus? So that you don't need a Pasuk. So that can't be Pshan Rav Yossi, that Aviyah Vistayachar means to say that Yechayiv anywhere, only not Breshus of the Mazik. That's Pshita. El, or rather to say the Machlokes is the Ilfa of Rav Oshia Ikebenayu. That Avadin, real Breshus of Rabin, everybody agrees with Ashen Apostle could be Vistayachar for Lev Breshus of Rabin. That Shein is only Yechayiv if he eats the food in the Breshus HaNizik, and not in the Breshus of Rabin. So where is the machlokes? Where is Rabbi Yossi argues to say that Yechayiv? He argues in the case of Ilfa and Rabbi Yishia Ikebenayu, like we had before. In the case where one animal eats the food off the other animal's back. So even though both animals are walking through the Rishus Rabbim, but since the food is on the other one's back, that's considered Rishus HaNizik. That's what Rabbi Yossi holds. Or else the other swara was, Rabbi Yishia was Klefetzis. That the animal jumps up Rishus Rabbim and eats it, but there are Shinui. See, he holds that blame at the caravan Yechayim Rishus Rabim, and by Tanakam Rameya says no, at all times of Via Bistayacha, that Shein is only Chayim Rishus HaNizik, it's never Chayim in any case Rishus Rabim. That's the Machlokes. But it could be by the Machlokes of Machzeres, it's not a Machlokes. That's told the Machlokes Rabin Shmuel, that's not a Machlokes Tanoim. Alright, we'll stop here. The Mishnah. Ha-kelev vi-hagdi, a dog or a deer or a kid, she-koftsu me-roi shagag, they jumped off a roof, v'shavru es ha-kelem, and they broke kelem. The locher is m'shalem nezek sholem. That's like mifnei shein wadim. It's normal for them to jump, and therefore it's a regular mazik of regal, therefore they pay nezek sholem. Ha-kelev, a dog, she-noto charoro, he took a cookie, that you were baking it over some coals, and it took coals also, for a whole achla godish, and he went to a field, and there, ochla charora, he ate up the cookie there, vihidlik ha-godish, and with the coals that he took also, he set fire to the whole godish, the whole field. So locher is, ala charora, mishalom nezek sholem. On the charora, the cake that he ate, that's a regular shein, but that is chayv nezek sholem. The al ha-godish, well, the fact that the kelev burnt down the field, mishalom chatinezek. For that he only has to pay a chatzin ezek. The Gemara will see why. So it must be like this. Time of the kovtsu. What are you saying? Why if the kelev of the dog jumps off the roof of Yechayiv? Of course it jumped. Ho noflu. Mashma of the dog just fell off, which is an oinus. Then potter. Then the owner of the kelev is potter because it's an oinus. Alma, what do you see? Ksava, the tan holds. Chila soy bepshiyam. Fesaifa b'yainis potter. At the beginning you're a pshiya for letting your dog be on top because you know he could jump down. But at the end, he didn't jump, he fell down, he's an oinus, so you want to say Yepotah. And that's the machlokes in the Gemara and Bava Metzia. It's the machlokes on the Roim there, whether Yepotah or Chayiv. So, our Mishnah is Yepotah.
The Gemara says, Tanya Nami Yochai, we learned also like this, that HaKelev Yagdi, a dog or a kid, She'ekovtsu Moresh HaGag, they jumped off the top of a roof. V'shivru HaSekelem, they broke Kelem, they landed and broke Kelem, Mishalem Nezek Shalem, the owner has to pay Nezek Shalem, that's Urchei, that's regular. Noflu, let's say the dog fell off the roof, that's an onus. Psurim, that the owner is Potter. So Gemara says, Honicha, this is very good, Laman, the Yom Ataka holds like that, that even though Tchilos the Bepshia, at the beginning, you're a Pshia, the owner should have watched his dog, should have not let the dog be loose up there on top of the roof. This Seifa, be Yonis, but at the end, Anoinis happened, not your fault, and it fell down. Taka Potter, it's very good. El, but Laman, the Yom that holds over the end of Metzia. That Chayiv, we say, no, since at the beginning, you're a Pshia, you should have watched it. Whatever happens from it, the owner is Chayiv, if so, Ma'ik Lameima. What is our Mishnah only say? Because the dog jumped. Even if the dog would have fell, also, you should be chayiv. Zumara says, Kagoin de Mekarve Kalim Legabe Koisel. We're talking about that the Kalim on the bottom was very close near the wall of the roof. And therefore, the Chikavtsi Bekritzel Anafdolayu. If the dog or kid would have jumped, they would have not broken the Kalim. Because the Kalim are right underneath the wall. So therefore, jumping, usually you jump away from the wall. So they wouldn't have landed on the Kalim, so you're not called a Pshia at all for breaking the Kalim. The Afilu Tchilos of a Pshia Lekka, even at the beginning you're not a Pshia, because you have a right to let your dog be wild on top of the roof. What could the most do? He'll jump. If he jumps, there's nothing to break on the bottom, because you have to jump a little bit far away from the roof. The only thing that can happen is it'll fall down. That's a nightness. I don't have to think that my dog will fall down. So that's Pshana Mishnah, that you only chai because it jumped, and not if it fell down and broke it. Omar Rav Zvid Mishmei Derovo Pomim I. He asked a question then. So how did the dog break it then? What's Shana Mishnah then? The Mishnah says Shekovtsu, it did break it. It did jump. How to break it then? The Kalim were only very close. So how did the Taka break it? So Tzai says V'yeshnomi Al Mishnah talking about Kugoyin Shoyu Loim Ruchokim Loim Mekarovos. It's not so close and not so far that it breaks both ways. Ben Menafilu Ben Mekvitsa. Now the Kli Yoruch, a long Kli. Alright, Taita. Omer Azvid Mishmei Derova. Pomim sometimes Shafilu Noflu Namichayiv. No, even if your dog falls off the roof, also Yichayiv. You're called a Pshia for that also. Mishkakasla could be found Bekaisarua with a weak wall. So Morris says, what's so wrong with a weak wall? Mani, what's the big Pshia? The Berdel Asuke Daita Dinoful Archeid. You should have been worried that maybe the wall itself will fall down. So if the wall falls down, for sure your dog will also fall down. But the Gemara asked though, but Soif Lanofli Achi. But what happened now? This weak wall is still standing, the weak like roof. It didn't cave in. Vinofl Inu, for just the dog fell down. That is a Tchilos of Pshia, the Soif of Bianus. It's so true at the beginning, you're up Shia, because maybe the wall could have fell down. But Soif at the end, you know what happened? The wall is still standing. It's just the dog that fell down. So again, that's called Soif Ibyenis. It should be a machlekes ibichayiv or not. Samar says, Soif Ibyenisu. Samar says, let's read it. Okay, it's talking about the Koisot Tsar. No, we're talking about where the wall is very slanty. Rashi learned, Lishnachrin, a second Lashin, Tsar means Meshupa. So if you have a wall that's slanty, so there it's normal for the dog to fall down. On a slanty roof, you can't stay there. Therefore, the Bala Keller should have known that his dog is going to come tumbling down. So therefore, if the dog fell down, this is the case that the Bala Keller would be chayiv. That's not called an oinus. Tana Rabbanan, learn like this. Ha Keller v'yagdi. If you have a dog or a kid, she dolgu if they jump and broke something. So it depends how they jump. Mimata l'mala pturim. If they jump from down upwards, that's a mishuna, that's not normal, they're potter. We'll soon say potter for nezek shalom, they're only chayiv v'chatzi nezek like Karen. But if they jump milmala lamata from up downwards, that's normal, then chayovim, then the chayiv v'nezek shalom. What about odom v'tanagol, a man or a chicken, shedogul, they jump, bein milmala lamata, whether it's upwards, downwards, bein milmata lamala, whether downwards, upwards, chayovim. In both cases, the chayiv. But as it speaks out by an odom, even if you want to say it's not normal for them to jump milmata, downwards, upwards, still the chayiv. So he says, the ein v'yodim tzad tamas. There's no such halacha of a tam by odim amazik. Only by a behema, there's such a thing, something that's not urchei, you potter only a chatzin ezik. But Adam Hamasik, even if he does something that's not normal, if a man jumps from bottom upwards, it's not normal, and he breaks something, still he's chayv in Nezek Shalom. The Tanagor Rashi says, a chicken, da'aka l'dalek afilu mamat l'mala. It's a derech for chickens to jump up, down, 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 bottom, down, upwards, upwards, downwards, kitzah v'chayavim. That's called urche by Tanagor. Okay, I think Amar Kasha.